I'd like to call the meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43306 through 43387 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and there will be no recommendations for withdrawal of any tracts from today's sale, so we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43306, 07, or 08. We did receive one bid on track 43309, advertised as 1,243.17 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 69.35 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,144.95. $26,144.95. Or a per acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $13,072.48. $13,072.48. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts 43310 through 43320. We did receive one bid on track 43321, advertised as 2,114.83 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 40.35 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,262.50. $30,262.50, or a per acre value of $750. Annual rentals are $15,131.25. $15,131.25. Royalties are 23%. The second bid on track 43321 is for a portion containing 26.12 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,877. Or a per acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $2,938.50. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 43322 through 43328. We received two bids on track 43329, advertises 362.825 acres. The First bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $117,918.13. $117,918.13, or a per acre value of $325. Annual rentals are $58,959.06. $58,959.06. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 43329 is for the entire track, and the bidder is MRC Energy Company. MRC Energy Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $181,412.50. $181,412.50, or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $90,706.25. $90,706.25. Royalties are 18.75%. We did not receive any bids on track 43330. We did receive one bid on track 43331, advertised as 38 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is DB Interests, LLC. DB Interest, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,700. $5,700, or a per acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $2,850. $2,850. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 43332. We did receive one bid on track 43333, advertised as 11.383 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,422.88. $1,422.88, or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $711.44. $711.44. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43334 or 43335. We did receive one bid on track 43336, advertised as 1,780 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 91 acres. 91 acres. The bidder is Gold King Resources, LLC. Gold King Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $64,064. $64,064. Or a per acre value of $704. Annual rentals are $32,032. $32,032. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43337 through 43341. We did receive one bid on track 43342, advertises 334.82 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $184,485.82. $184,485.82, or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $92,242.91. $92,242.91. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43343, advertises 264.5 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $145,739.50. $145,739.50, or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $72,869.75. $72,869.75. Royalties are 25%. We receive one bid on track 43334, advertised as 0.686 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is DE Oil and Gas LLC. DE Oil and Gas LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $342.90. $342.90. Or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $171.45. $171.45. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43345, advertises 383.19 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $38,319. $38,319, or a per acre value of $100. Annual rentals are $19,159.50. $19,159.50. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43346 through 43367. We received one bid on track 43368, advertised as 1,503.17 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 244.43 acres. 244.43 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, L.P. Castec Energy Partners, L.P. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $92,150.11. $92,150.11, or a per-acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $46,075.06. $46,075.06. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43369 or 70. We did receive one bid on track 43371, advertised as 856.18 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 5.08 acres. 5.08 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,915.16. $1,915.16. Or a per-acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $957.58. $957.58. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43372 or 43373. We did receive one bid on track 43374, advertises 296.21 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 236.49 acres. 236.49 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $89,156.73. $89,156.73, or a per-acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $44,578.37. $44,578.37. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43375 through 43385. We did receive one bid on track 43386, advertised as 80 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Discover Oil and Gas Properties, LLC. Discover Oil and Gas Properties, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $150,000. $150,000. Or a per-acre value of $1,875. Annual rentals are $75,000. $75,000. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43387, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Jill Exploration, Inc. Jill Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,000. $15,000. Or a per acre value of $375. Annual rentals are $7,500. $7,500. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting, and the committee meeting should begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Can you give us some acres back before we're going to do any help? Well, we could put it this way. If they come in and we just say, look, we're not giving you another portion of it.
Just another reminder for those who weren't here for the announcement before, if you need to get your parking ticket validated, Brian Jackson, he's sitting on the first row here. He has the forms and the validation stamp. We've had a change in procedures, and there's only two people in our office now who can validate the parking tickets. So if you don't get it validated before he goes upstairs, he'll be upstairs on the eighth floor and can validate for you.
Good morning, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette,
present,
Mr. Cordero,
here,
Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Thank you. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda.
Thank you. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,859 active leases covering nearly 785,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last meeting some 130 leases covering 39,000 acres. Of the 130, there are two leases to discuss in more detail today. We'll begin with State Lease 799, Grand Isle, Block 18. Energy 21 is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on October 10, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Energy 21 until April 10, 2013 to report on a plan of development affecting the non-producing portions of this lease. By letter dated April 29, 2013, Energy 21 reported they attempted a through tubing recompletion on the Grand Isle 16 Staley 799, the BB4 well in the K4 sand, but was unsuccessful. However, a second recompletion attempt in the same well is being considered in the C6 sand. It was also reported that Energy 21's evaluation of seismic data has led to a possible prospect that would include the southern portion of Staley 799. No date has been set for the drilling of this prospect. The staff recommends that Energy 21 schedule a meeting with the staff by October 9, 2013 to discuss their plan of development for the undeveloped acreage on this lease. Moving on to State Lease 1170, Hog Bayou Field, Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on May 8, 2013, whereby Hillcorp Energy made an appearance before the board. During the course of the meeting, a recommendation was made to both Hillcorp Energy and the staff to make arrangements to meet concerning this lease and other state leases. As a result, the board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action on State Lease 1170 until July 10, 2013. Since that time, the staff has been in contact with legal counsel representing Hillcorp Energy in scheduling and making preparations for a meeting. In the course of these discussions, a request was made for additional time. The staff recommends that granting Hillcorp Energy additional time and to defer this lease and other state leases operated by Hillcorp until the October 14, 2013 board meeting. Are there any questions?
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have two matters to bring before your attention this morning concerning force majeure. First of which is a request by Stone Energy Offshore. They've requested another 6-month extension to the force majeure recognition that was granted affecting State Lease 15074, 17309, and Operating Agreement A0285 until the January 8th, 2014 board meeting. They found another pipeline opportunity opened up here in the last month. They're beginning negotiations to try to secure that. Staff recommends you go ahead and extend that. These leases are all making shut-in payments, so just more formality than anything else. The second item here, Sylvan Energy has requested a 90-day extension to force majeure recognition affecting State Lease 1337 due to rig availability issues. Staff has reviewed this and all matters concerning State Lease 1337. I've had a discussion with the rig company, and it's the recommendation of the staff that we grant them 30-day extension of the force majeure and require that Sylvan come in and meet with the staff. Other than that, there is no change with any of the other force majeure reportees at this time.
Second. Bruyette.
Aye.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette.
Present.
Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I also appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted by the staff to process and advertise 82 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. 54 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 11, 2013 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 11, 2013 lease sale.
Okay. Motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Mr. Arnold, motion second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item, Mr. Cordero, is a readoption of non-exclusive seismic permit fees. You have before you in your packets an explanation of determining non-exclusive seismic permit fees by staff geologist Byron Miller. Based on the information provided to you, the staff recommends that the State Mineral and Energy Board, hereinafter referred to as Board, readopt and set a fee of $15 per acre or $1,000, whichever is greater, for non-exclusive seismic permits on lands under the jurisdiction of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, that the board readopt and set a fee of $10 per acre or $1,000, whichever is greater, for non-exclusive seismic permits on all other state lands and water bottoms belonging to the state, that the board readopt a fee of $200 per line mile or $1,000, whichever is greater, for 2D seismic permits on land and water bottoms belonging to the state.
Okay, motion and second to accept these staffs. Motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn the committee meeting. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Nomination track evaluation committee is adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Thanks, sir.
I'd like to take roll for audit. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well.
I'll appoint you our designee.
Thank you.
Go ahead with item one.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Encana Oil and Gas USA Incorporated for a penalty of $14,821.57 billed for the late payment of royalty. On April 25, 2013, Encana paid a total of $56,649.19 in late royalty for October 2012. The payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than 3 years. Encana was late in remitting payment because the state's interest was unleased and there was a title issue involving the well's ownership, which was not resolved until payout was reached. Encana Oil and Gas paid $5,525.12 in interest on June 17, 2013. In accordance with protocol, we are recommending a 75% penalty waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $11,116.18, with a balance of $3,705.39 owed.
You heard the staff's report and recommendation? Any comments or questions? It's been moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Sanders. I do have one question. You mentioned it was unleased state property or state land. Has that been resolved?
Yes, that has been resolved.
Okay. Any further comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item two.
Item number two is a request to place Diasu Oil and Gas Company Incorporated on demand for unpaid penalty billings and failure to submit state royalty reports. Diasu was billed a total of $1,521.88 on July 5, 2012, March 12, 2012, and a pre-demand was issued on May 7, 2013. These billings were the result of 9 payments made from January 2011 through July 2012, totaling $39,441.68 with no accompanying state royalty report. Payers are required to submit state royalty reports with royalty payments detailing their property breakdown as well as the deductions, volume, and price. Staff is unable to allocate royalty payments made with no supporting state royalty reports. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives of Diasu to try and resolve these issues, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
You've heard of staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee? Is there a motion?
Sanders.
Moved by Sanders to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Segura.
I have one question before we leave that item.
Go ahead.
It's clearly posted and disclosed. Lessees on our website on Sunrust that they
yes.
are under an obligation to submit these reports with their payments.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thank you.
Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item three.
Item number three is a request to place Eagle Energy Development Company on demand for failure to submit state royalty reports. Eagle Energy made 10 payments from November 2012 through April 2013, totaling $6,596.22. There were no state royalty reports submitted with these payments. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives from Eagle, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number four is a request to place Smith Production Company on demand for failure to submit state royalty reports. Smith made three payments in November 2012, totaling $3,349.92, with no accompanying state royalty report. Several attempts have been made to contact representatives and try to resolve the issues, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
You've heard staff's report recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee?
Question.
Yes, sir.
We have a point of contact information in the file that they're required to disclose to us so that you can contact them.
Yes, sir.
And all three of these have not heard anything. I know that they're small royalty payers, but that's...
They are.
That's larger than principal. Are they just not answering the phone?
We actually heard from Diasu yesterday, and they assured us that we would receive a check within the next couple of days and the reports. But I instructed the supervisor that was speaking with the woman to let her know we were still going to place them on demand unless we got them this morning. I mean, it's been ongoing for quite a while. So sometimes we do get cooperation over the phone, but we still need hard copies of the documents, and we've yet to receive that. So it's not always a case of them just not answering the phone or not being able to get in touch with them. Sometimes we hear all the right things. We just don't see the action.
Thank you.
Any further comments or questions from the committee? Is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bruyer, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 5.
Item number 5 is a request to place Texon Corporation on demand for failure to submit state royalty reports. Texon made 10 payments from January 2012 through May of 2013, totaling $5,762.19, with no accompanying state royalty report. Several attempts have been made to contact representatives from Texon Corporation to resolve the issues, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
You have heard the staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions from the committee?
I have a question. Thank you, Senator.
Yes, sir.
Has there been some discussion with Mr. Hank yet about maybe dealing with this and the lease review process of lease redrafting the process?
I actually did contact the leasing section to determine who had any leases, if any. This, of course, is the first step before we go after any of those. But Diasu actually had no lease. They have no lease ownership. Eagle had one state lease. Smith had one, had two, excuse me. Texon has none. So we're going to try to go this route first, see if we can get some cooperation. Some are not even set up as payers anymore. I'm sorry that I don't remember specifically which companies, but some are not paying us anymore, but we need payments for the prior months so that we can go ahead and allocate those funds. And I also do want to mention, too, that some of these dollar amounts are so small, they don't come out as billable. They're too small to bill. So we do the best we can. We can't penalize them, but we can certainly put them on demand when they won't cooperate.
I think that wasn't questioning.
No.
I was just wondering if we had some teeth, if we could get some teeth. But you say that only one of them is a leaseholder.
Two of them are leaseholders, but we prefer to go this route before we start pursuing their leases.
Any further comments or questions from the committee? Is there a motion to approve staff's recommendation?
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 6.
Item number 6 is the staff report to the committee that the election for July 2013 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at La Rose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There will be no further business on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Bye.
Morning, Mr. Sanders.
Here. Here.
Yes, sir. We have an addendum that needs to be added. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I make a motion to add item 4 to the agenda.
Second.
Item 4 relates to a lease amendment. I would also state that there are three items on the agenda and one on the addendum, and I'd like to take it out of order, take items 1, 2, and 4, and leave item 3 for last.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I would also like to remind you that the procedures for operating agreements are in your packets. The first item is a request by PetroHawk Operating Company for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering approximately 80 state claimed acres situated in the PetroHawk HARASUY located in Section 19, Township 15 North, Range 10 West. This is in Swan Lake Field, Bossier Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until October the 9th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. This unit is located within the Loggy Bayou Wildlife Management Area near Lake Bistineau. There is a dispute between the state of Louisiana and the federal government over some of the title in this area. When this well was spudded in 2011, it required a surface use agreement with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries in addition to an agreement for construction of a bridge. The duration of surface preparations, rig scheduling, and expiring private leases in the area forced PetroHawk to proceed with the drilling of this well in early 2013. Apparently something slipped through the cracks insofar as the state acreage is concerned. Nevertheless, the well is producing right now. It meets the criteria, and the staff recommends that the board grant authority to negotiate with PetroHawk Operating Company for an operating agreement covering the aforementioned 80 acres.
I'd just like to add that this tract is a tract that the board placed PetroHawk on demand for back in April for non-payment of mineral income, and PetroHawk has come forward and is working to resolve the issue with us. They've paid us a portion of the money, and they're working on getting an operating agreement to cover the acreage.
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
That'd be Tom Arnold. Make that motion.
Second. Mr. Bruyette.
Item number two is a request by Etroa Resources, LLC, for authority to negotiate with staff for a lease extension and amendment on state lease number 20483, situated in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, to extend the primary term for 12 months or until November the 10th, 2014, and to amend said lease to include other language required by prior resolution. From the time this lease was granted in November of 2010, Etroa has been diligently seeking partners and making preparations for the drilling of a well on said lease or adjacent lands thereto. They have had numerous partners commit and back out to drilling a well. They have had problems with dredging routes, oyster fishermen, and finding partners who were operators. The current potential partners in play are skeptical to commit because of the short views on the lease. To allow the lease to expire and put the acreage back up for lease sale is a concern that these potential partners might back out. Staff believes it would be in the best interest of the state to extend the primary term of state lease number 20483 by 12 months or until November 10, 2014, and amend said lease to include other language required by prior resolution.
I can make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Comment concerning this motion? Any public comment concerning this motion? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
The fourth item on the addendum taken out of order is a request by staff to amend state lease number 17156. This is Vermilion Block 17 in Vermilion Parish, Louisiana. This is an issue from the April 10, 2013 lease sale, whereby the Lease Review Committee recommended a resolution be passed demanding that certain acreage from State Lease 17165 be released. Subsequently, the lessee requested to appear before the board to present its case and ask the staff to reconsider and withdraw its recommendation. Staff resolved the drill or drop demand and presented terms to the board for the board's approval at the June 12th meeting, which was accepted, subject to the confection and execution of the agreement. The staff recommends that the board amend state lease number 17156 and include other language required by prior resolution.
Point of correction, Mr. Fontenot, it's actually Vermilion Block 16.
Okay.
Thank you.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion.
So moved.
Thank you for the second. Any discussion by the board or comment? Any public comment on the issue? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
And the final item, item number three.
Yes, sir.
A request by the Attorney General's Office for a one-month extension on a report pertaining to the Winterlose Corporation. Staff recommends that the board grant the Attorney General's Office a one-month extension being October 9, 2013, to complete the study of the Winterlose Corporation. Mr. Ryan Seideman is here today to answer any questions from the board if necessary.
I do have one question.
All right, sir.
That's me from Mr. Seideman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
First off, I appreciate all the work that your staff and the AG's office have been doing.
Thank you.
I understand y'all had it for, I think, 10 months now, 11 months?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while. As you can imagine, I get quite a few phone calls from the residents of the Great Walls area, since that's where the issue came up from.
Yes.
And I know today we gave you four more items to put on your docket for the AG's office to take care of for us.
Right.
I just hoping that this would be the last request, that we can't expect to have a full report in October.
Yeah, it should be. As a matter of fact, the only reason for the request this time is just logistical. I'm the lead researcher on the report, and I have to be out of town to deal with another one of my client boards in September at the time of y'all's meeting. So I won't be here to be able to present to you guys the results. And it's really, so it's just a logistical, practical thing, so that I can be here to give you the full rundown of our findings. The report we have no doubt should be ready in October.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Meehl, I had one question. What was the extension? It's a one-month extension, but I think there might have been a misstatement.
No, sir. The time was September, and they wanted to extend it to October, an additional month.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
We're actually coming early. As soon as the schedule conflict occurred to us, we decided we'd go ahead and get it taken care of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other board comment or question?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Brouillet. Any discussion by the board concerning the one-month extension? Any objection or comment by the... I'm going there. Thank you. Any comment or by the public?
Yes, I'm going to go.
I'm sorry, sir. Come up to the microphone and state your name so the record of the proceedings will be recorded. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you.
I'm Norman Billiott. With Keith Castiglione, who's brought these series of stories to you all way back in May of 2012. We're currently preparing many documents to enlighten all of you on what the findings say, as well as perhaps a copy of all the telecasts from the Greater New Orleans area, as well as attempting to maybe even go beyond the Greater New Orleans area so that people can realize the impact this decision will make on the entire state. We are in the middle of a hurricane season. We could be building barrier islands like Palm Island off the coast of Louisiana, like they did off Abu Dhabi. We could be reopening and giving money back to the children that Governor General just took away with autism. There's a lot of things we could be doing, and it's heart-wrenching to know that something that's almost clear-cut, we don't understand why it should take so long and continually long to do something. I know that we not only do research all other things, but you are a very august board. Every one of you guys are as good as any person ever lived. And I thank you for the opportunity to be in front of you, because like I said the first time I came here, the fact that I'm sitting here goes back way before I was born, with problems with land. And we pray, and we pray, when I say pray, I mean diligently pray, that the people of Louisiana can get what is duly and rightfully theirs. The man that we talk about all the time, whose statue's right out the window, says, every man a millionaire, every man a king. In 1928, when he said that, it could have happened, and it could still be happening to this day, because it's happening in five countries. Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, Qatar, and I can't think of the fifth one. The richest 48,000 square miles on the planet Earth is the state of Louisiana. And we have only scratched the beginning. Thank you for your time. God bless you.
Just one second. The chair would like to ask you a question. And this is not taking sides in the position. As you know, we don't have a
side. I know, I understand. And but the fact that we're here is just a blessing.
I understand. You recognize that this is a complicated legal issue, do you not, sir?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And how can I make it sound right? You can complicate everything.
Yes, sir.
But when the documents prove and show the truth, the truth has to win. And unfortunately, we're just two little guys from the greater New Orleans area who have no assets to fight or attempt to do what we need to do. All we can do is pray and ask God to enlighten those people we get in front and speak to, that they could see the big picture that we see. Even though they may be, you know,
Thank you for your comment, sir. Sorry for the interruption. Any other comment? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That will complete all of the items on
Thank
the agenda.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a motion to adjourn. I'm sorry, we have a motion on the table? Okay. Do I hear any comment concerning the motion? Any public comment concerning the motion? Any objection to the motion? Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Adam. Thank
That's
you.
It.
We're adjourned. No objection.
All right. At this time, I'll chair the docket review committee. All right, Dennis, I'll appoint you as our representative to present.
Okay.
But first, let me take a roll call. Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyer?
Present.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
And Mr. Smith? We have a quorum with myself, and we can proceed.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the July 10th, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 4. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 16. For items 17 and 18, defer at the request of the staff. Please approve items number 19 through items 21. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency Lease Transfers, please approve item number 1. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, there were no items submitted for this category, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions or comments?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second, Sanders.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation, a second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. No further business? There's not. Do I have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. The docket review committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
We will be in recess, and the board meeting will convene at 11.
I'd like to call the Mineral Board meeting to order, please. Ms. Talley, could you give us a roll call?
Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyet?
Here.
Mr. Schutz? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you. Item 2 is approval of the June 12, 2013 minutes. I'd like to have a motion to approve those minutes. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. We're going to go into a short recess. There's a couple of items that we did not cover in the Legal and Title Controversy Committee, so we can reopen that committee, and then we'll come back into the to the regular board meeting to incorporate those new items. So do I have a motion to go into recess? Motion by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We're in recess.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Mr. Cordero, I understand we have some items that we need to reopen our Legal and Title Committee. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is. The 3 items that we need to...
Do you have a motion to reopen the Legal and Title Committee to add some items that we need to deal with it? Thank you.
Second.
Mr. Arnold. Second, Mr. Segura. Thank you very much. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll reopen.
At the April 10th, 2013 lease sale, we had come before the board and we requested authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement with three different companies. They were approved, and they were to be taken out of commerce until today or until an operating agreement was confected and executed. We've had some difficulties in getting the execution on our part, and we would very much like to request that we extend that 30-day period. I guess that would be to the October. This is July, August, to the October lease sale, an additional 90 days.
I understand we need to have a motion to add these items to our agenda. Before we do that, allow me to do that, please. Chair will entertain a motion.
Can you describe what we need to add, and then I'll make the motion.
Okay. The three items that we need to add to the agenda are: the first is a request by S2 Energy 1LP for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering 503.88 acres of former state lease number 14795. A second request by Lindo Oil Corporation Company for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement affecting 10.17 acres of unleased water bottoms in Bayou Lacassine, Cameron Parish, Louisiana. And the third item was a request by staff for authority to negotiate with JGC Energy Development for an operating agreement covering 160 acres of former state lease 10215.
All right. So you'd like to add those to the agenda?
Yes, sir, I would.
Legal and title controversy. I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to add those items to the agenda.
I'll second that motion.
We would further request that we be given a 90-day extension to be able to confect these three items that have been added.
Chair will entertain a motion to add that to the agenda.
I move to accept staff's recommendation for the 90 days.
Mr. Arnold, any objection from the committee? Any public comment on the issue? Board comment on the issue? No objection to it? Hearing none. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Mill.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn legal and title.
Thank you. Got a second?
Second that.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Any objection? We're adjourned.
All right. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A is the lease review committee. B is the nomination and track committee. C is the audit committee. D is legal and title controversy committee. E is the docket review committee. Do we have any questions or discussion on those committee recommendations? Is there any public comment on those committee recommendations? If not, do I have a motion to approve all of those committee recommendations, 3A through E? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Martin. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our technical briefing. Are we ready? I need a motion to recess to go into our executive session for our technical briefing. Moved by Mr. Sanders, seconded by Mr. Brouillet. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of recess from the technical briefing. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Motion Sanders. By Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? All in favor? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to make the presentation for us.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track 43329, the staff recommends that both bids, the first bid was by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC, and the second bid was MRC Energy Company. The staff recommends that both bids be rejected for insufficient consideration and that the tracks be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 43344, the staff recommends that the bid of DE Oil and Gas LLC be rejected for improper bid. The track was advertised with a maximum of 3 years for the primary term, and the bid was for a 5-year primary term. On track number 43386, we're recommending that the bid by Discover Oil and Gas Properties LLC be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
Is there somebody here for 43344?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just not yet, but I'm just asking. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept staff's recommendation of those bids.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Sanders to
accept second.
Those bids as presented, second by Mr. Brouillet. Any questions or discussion on any of those bids? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those bids are awarded. At this time, I believe we'll open the floor to bidding for the bid submitted on track number 43344 was rejected by the board for improper bid. This time I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 43344 for bidding from the floor.
Move, Sanders.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Sanders, a second by Mr. Arnold, is offered for bidding from the floor for track number 43344. It's containing it's bid number 43344 containing 0.686 acres. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Do I have a...
My name is Julian Hinckley. I'm authorized to represent DE Oil and Gas, LLC.
Okay.
And I'd like to resubmit my bid on track number 43344.
For the entire portion?
For the entire track. Yes, sir. Primary term would be 3 years.
Okay.
The total amount would be $342.90.
For the cash bonus?
$500 per acre. The annual rental will be $171.45, and it's 25% royalty.
And no additional consideration?
No, sir.
Mr. Vaughn, is that bid acceptable?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, staff would recommend that the bid be accepted.
Okay. Are there any other bids from the floor on track number 43344? Going once, going twice, bidding on track number 43344 is closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 43344?
Staff recommends that the bid by DE Oil and Gas LLC be accepted.
Okay. Do I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendation on track number 43344?
Sanders, move.
Moved by Mr. Sanders to accept the bid on 43344, seconded by Mr. Arnold. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comments? If not, having received a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. That bid is accepted.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
And awarded it. All right. Any further business?
No, sir.
Great. Thank you. Ms. Talley, any announcements?
Yes, sir. We have several announcements this afternoon, today. First of all, it's with mixed feelings. We want to announce that we have several staff members retiring this month. We're very happy for them that they're going to be able to retire, but we are going to miss them and the work they've done for us. First of all, I'd like to recognize Nancy Ball. Nancy, would you please stand? She is a land specialist in our Petroleum Lands Division, and she is going to be retiring with 33 years of state service. And Ms. Sherry Ballard, and Sherry isn't with us here today, but she is a land specialist in our Geological and Engineering Division, and she is retiring with 18 years of state service. Carolyn Duraso is an auditor in our Dallas field office, and she is retiring with 28 years of state service. Mr. Ike Jackson is our DNR general counsel, and he is retiring with 17 years of state service. Ms. Jackie Johnson is a land specialist in our Geological and Engineering Division, and she is retiring with 33 years of state service. Ms. Mary Beth Kling is an administrative assistant in our Executive Division. She is retiring with 40 years of state service. Mary Beth. And last but certainly not least, Mr. John Schott is an audit manager, thank you, Stan, in our Mineral Income Division. He is retiring with 10 years of state service subsequent to his career with Texaco. Thank you, John.
I'd like to thank all of you for your service to the state and the board, and thank you for helping us to be able to do our job. I know there's you all do all and the majority of the brunt of the work that we do up here. And Mary Beth, I don't understand. You were here for 40 years, but you're only 39 years old. So how? Well, thank you all for helping us.
More pleasure.
Yes.
Mary Beth, I want to personally thank you for all of your assistance during the tenure. My tenure on this board. Thank all of you for your service, those that are here and not here, but I want to personally thank you, and I wish I could vote to not accept your resignation. Take care.
Right. Well, thank you.
Other announcements today. We have the seminar coming up next month. It's in New Orleans at the Roosevelt Hotel, August 28th through the 30th. Registration is going very well. We still have room for plenty of people. If anyone's interested in being a sponsor, the deadline for getting a sponsorship with an advertisement in the printed materials is by the end of this month. And I'd also ask the board members, if they plan to attend, to please let Becky know by the end of the month if they're going to attend so she can get them registered. And finally, the results of today's lease sale, we received $700,237.65 in bonuses, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to $700,575.55, which is the monthly and year-to-date total.
Great. Thank you very much. If there's no further announcements or business, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Bruet.
Second
by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned, and we'll see you next month. And please try to make it to the